Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and this is Dog Days number 12. We'll continue on and talk a little bit more about finding your audience and a couple of interesting stories, I think, some of which you may not be that aware of. So one of the ideas about finding your audience, and I was talking about how the newsletter publishers, right, if they found the right audience, they could get people to spend several hundred, if not thousands of dollars for very few pieces of paper. Now, in the electronic world, I think it is somewhat easier to find your audience. Once again, if you are providing good information, you'll be able to attract people to your site. And of course, in the modern world, the equivalent of the electronic publishing of newsletters is now electronically publishing without the use of paper, right? And actually having that newsletter be online, and then you sell the supported ads, hopefully ads that are targeted to the audience that come to your site and read it. And some people make a fine living at that. These stories are not that, however. These stories are indeed about finding an audience and using electronic media to find it. The first one is about an author friend of mine. Now, I say she's my friend because she's kind of my internet friend. We've never actually met in real life, but we have corresponded electronically, and I've even had kind of long, disjointed conversations with her because I would call in to her podcast and leave her feedback, and then she would read the feedback and or listen to the feedback, and so we kind of had these kind of strange conversations back and forth through the disjointed electronic kind of media. And her name is Philippa Ballantyne. She is a New Zealander, and she's a librarian by training and was a librarian by trade. But she had also written some really wonderful fiction. Now, the key to this is, as I mentioned, you have to be good. And Philippa is extremely good at her craft. She has excellent characters, she has excellent plots, and she really knows how to write a good story. She had some other skill sets we'll talk about in a second here. She had these stories that she had written, and, you know, full-length novels that she had written, but it's very difficult to get published if you're an unknown author. So she took those novels and she made them into audiobooks and she podcast them. Podiobooks is what it's called, and podiobooks.com has many excellent authors that are, you know, not all of them, but many, many excellent authors that are well worth a listen, and they're absolutely free. And she took these books that she had written, and she has actually several different series, different novels that are in different worlds that she has come up with, and mostly fantasy, science fiction-y kinds of things, steampunky kinds of things, that kind of work, things that I really like, and she podcasts them, and in the process of podcasting these things, she actually has now become a published author. So her novel, which she gave away for free in electronic form, just not in text, but in audio, has now led to her becoming a published author. T. Morris, her maybe present husband or future husband here, has done similar kinds of things with his novels and have a worldwide following, literally, of people who become aware of them. And T. didn't take exactly the same track, but he has done podcasting version of several of his novels also. Now, both T and Pip have some unique, talents that make this possible. They have a sense of production values and are excellent voice talents. And so not just anybody can produce a podio book and have this type of success. You have to have a good book in the first place, and both of them are excellent writers, and you also have to be able to produce a good podio book. But it can certainly lead to getting paid for the thing that you love to do. Sometimes on the audiobook sites, they always talk about, and it's read by the author himself. Maybe that's not such a good thing with some authors. But, you know, a good presenter is a big part of that whole experience. So, you take something, you give it away for free, and it leads to you getting paid for that same thing. Another story next about another kind of twist on this same kind of thing. But until then, be careful out here on the electronic frontier, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.